Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on WFMD. Great to be with you, live broadcast the 20th of January, and with me, I have my buddy. That Mike Lambert is our detail expert, and he's on the stage with me right now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. And pleasure to have you on the air, sir, as always.
Thank you.
What has been going on in your life in Western Pennsylvania since the Steelers lost last Sunday?
Well, the neighborhood's been quiet, so I guess that's a good thing. I guess they're all over at Ben's house getting ready to watch the Ravens this afternoon.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
They're all rooting against us, I guarantee you. No problem.
Yeah.
And we've got to crush them, okay?
I think so.
We can't let them stay in the game. We got to crush them like we did on the first week of the year. But that's still a long way away for both teams. Both teams have changed a lot since that first game. So it's going to be interesting.
We go out and make a statement early, and then we're good.
Now, I don't know if you heard during the Eddie incident, but I actually have to work during the game. I only have one private party this month. I do karaoke, as you know, weekly, and I also do some car shows. But I only have one private party this month, and it is right smack in the middle of this game.
Well, there you go. So keep your phone handy.
Oh, it's going to be on, and hopefully I could keep an eye on it. But it's very tough to do that while you're I'm DJing a dance. And thinking has to go on. It's not like a car show where you can play anything in any order. You have to really think to do a dance and keep people on the dance floor. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. But well, good.
Root them on for me, mister.
Oh, I will. I will.
Okay.
So, and I hope none of our listeners are stuck out on 70 and waiting for a charge for their electric vehicles.
Oh, man. Is that unreal? What happened in Chicago? What happened in New York? New York, the Uber. There's a new story out there about Uber drivers.
I saw that guy. It was an Uber driver they interviewed on the news, and he's like, I'm going back to gas.
Yeah.
He can't make any money like this. He said it costs him twice as much to charge and twice as long.
Right.
And it's, you know, incredible.
Right. He's sitting there charging. He's not making any money with Uber.
Right. I just I think we went too fast, too soon.
Yeah. And, we're not trying to slam electric cars.
No.
They've got their place.
I've driven several of them, and they're remarkable cars. But there's just no infrastructure.
That is,
you know, I mean, and Tesla has not opened up their chargers to everybody yet, as far as I understand.
And so it's a mistake that somebody didn't step in the very beginning and make all chargers exactly the same.
Yeah, just like a gas pump.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people say, you can't do that. Well, sure you can. If you can make a gas pump, all gasoline engines use the same pump. You know, can you imagine having to go to a particular gas station every time, a specific brand, because the other brands won't service your car?
You know? Yeah, the nozzle won't fit in the hole of your car.
Exactly. So you have to go to a Sunoco all the time, or you have to go to a BP, because they're not everywhere, you know?
And I got to be honest with you, I'm still a little iffy on parking an electric vehicle in my garage and having it on a charger.
Right.
And then,
they're recommending you not do that anymore. Okay?
Yeah, I've seen a whole lot of the fires is what concerns me because the batteries tend to overheat. Now, the gasoline cars catch fire, but you usually have a little bit of a hint before it catches fire.
Yes, like I did. I had a chance to get out of the vehicle and get some stuff out of the vehicle and then watch it go. So it does. Gasoline vehicles do catch on fire. There's no doubt.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be a good thing, but it's just like you said. You can't turn one switch off and turn the other one on.
Well, I'm going to give you an example. In the villages, which I do not live in the villages, I live outside of the villages, in an own development. But in the villages, they're growing like unbelievably fast. Okay.
Yeah.
When I moved down here 5 years ago in near the villages, there were 100,000 villagers. There's now 155,000 villagers.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And there's three more expansions happening.
Wow.
So they're but one thing about the villages, 90% of the time, they have the infrastructure in first.
Yeah.
They've got the roads. They've got the golf cart trails. They've got everything necessary to get the people moving before they build the houses.
Well, you would think that that's what, in general, when they build a neighborhood, that's what they have to do first.
Sure.
Put everything in the ground, and away you go.
Right. But unfortunately, the electric car industry did not do that.
No, no.
The infrastructure is not there.
Yeah, and I read from the manufacturers, they're kind of sorry that they went full force into the EV range, because now apparently they're not selling like they thought they would. And they're just, you know, it costs them more to make it, be honest with you. But they don't need as much people, but it costs more to make.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to take a real quick break.
Okay.
What do we talk about real quick when we come back?
We're going to talk about reading the instructions.
Okay, that's not going to work. Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. We've got Mike Lambert with us, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man. Her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James." And he hit the gas. Followed her to some darkened room. She took my money. She said, "I'll be."
Lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3 to 1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back. BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
Get the latest updates every hour, on the hour. America is listening to Fox News Radio. You can rely on Fox News for the latest breaking news, information, and top trending stories. The news that matters most to you. Fox News correspondents reporting from all over the globe, keeping you up to date in these challenging and unprecedented times. Every hour, every day, this is Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio on News Radio 930.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG, the talk of Mid-Maryland.
Interesting topics to have people call in on.
930.
That's how I stay informed.
WFMD.
The 21st century, I am, I'll be honest, I cannot get the timing right on bananas. They will turn on you. Don't buy bananas unless you have definite, immediate, and unshakable plans to eat bananas. Like, I won't even go by the banana aisle unless I've committed myself to eating bananas while I buy bananas. So I used to go to store with some vague notion that I might want a banana in the future, and I'd go to the banana aisle, and I'd be like, which one of you bunches of bananas has the combination I need of yellow and green and yellow green? Pick out some beautiful yellow bananas. I buy them. By the time I get them to the car, one of them's already like, John, you might want to hurry up. Like, what the heck? You know, I race home. I try to avoid speed bumps, but I can't help it. I live next to a school. I'm unpacking my groceries. I get the banana. That banana's just like, John? What do you know about making banana bread? Now, don't you talk like that.
John Ramsey, and bananas to the car can be a little complicated. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning to you. You ought to know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And I've got Mike Lambert with me. Mike, once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So we've got you here on the air, and you're going to try to convince me and other people to read the directions. Yep. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm going to tell you to. Whether you do or not, it's up to you.
Well, I'm telling you, that's not something that I normally do, but I have made exceptions now in cases with detailing because of you.
Okay.
I have. At one time, I was one of those guys that just took the stuff out of the container and did it.
Yep.
But now I do read the directions. I love the videos at DIYdetail.com. They're very helpful. So tell us what we should do, mister.
Well, the products have changed, as you know, drastically in the last few years. And manufacturers spend a lot of time, a lot of money researching how to best make the product work. So you want to really read the directions and do what the directions tell you to do. A couple examples, the DIY rinseless wash. Mm-hmm. It tells you 2 capfuls and 2 gallons of water.
Yep.
If you put more in, you may get some streaks and some smears, and I've had phone calls about that. If you just take the lid off and dump a little bit in there and you say, oh, that's good enough.
Nope.
That's what you're going to have. So the products are made to work a certain way, and that's what you want to do. You want to use it the way, especially if you're going to do a coating, which I certainly highly recommend. You want to pay attention to the directions because it will tell you how long, once you put it on, how long to leave it sit and what to look for. If you don't if you take it off too soon, you're not going to get the full benefits of the coating. You'll be taking some of that material off. If you leave it on too long, it's going to be difficult to remove and you may leave some spots on the car. Now, the good thing is most of these products, I learned from Meguiar's years ago, that like dissolves like, meaning if you put a coating on your car or you've done the rinseless wash wrong and you got streaks or smears, if you do the same process the correct way, it will remove your problems.
Good.
Okay, because the material will dissolve itself.
Right.
So that's all I can – my best advice is just follow the directions, use it as it's supposed to be, you know, as they say, use as intended, and you'll be good.
Now, with DIY Detail, I've noticed that some of their products don't have directions on it as much. They do for the rinseless wash, but a lot of them don't. And they refer you to, they either give you the snapshot or they refer you to the videos, and they are really good. The videos do help. If you can spend you know, 10 or 15 minutes watching a video and learn how to use a product properly, it really does help.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of manufacturers are doing that. They're putting the QR codes on the bottles, and if you're not into that, then just there's generally a phone number, and that's what I advise. Like Meguiar's has a whole staff of people that you call that number, and they will tell you, walk you through the process. DIY has a young lady now that will answer your questions, and a lot of manufacturers do that. So if you're not tech savvy like me, you just call the phone number and you can talk to a person who knows how to use their products and you'll be good.
Yep. Very good. All right.
Okay.
What phone number can people reach you at during the week during business hours for questions about detailing?
410-487-3980.
All right. It's Ravens today, 4:30.
Yep.
You're going to be ready, huh?
Oh, yeah, we'll be here.
All right. I, unfortunately, as I said, I'm working, so I need you to root them on for me. I got a bunch of people here down here in Florida rooting them on.
Oh, good.
And
good.
I'm hoping it's going to be a really good game, so let's keep a good
I hope so. I hope so.
All right. Michael, thank you so much. We appreciate you, buddy.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Mike Lambert, our detail expert. Appreciate Mike being with us today and taking care of a call. It always helps us with information about the detailing business, and he's very informative. Even though he's retired like I am, we're two old retired guys, we still try to keep some of that knowledge up between the two ears, and he's done a great job keeping up with the products of what's going on now in the new industry that is out there. It is amazing. Coatings have become DIY. It's fantastic. All right, we've got Craig Shipp on the line. Craig, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning here. It's like well below freezing with the wind howling, so you definitely want an indoor event. And you probably want to get there in a traditional vehicle.
I agree.
So, but I do want to push back a little bit on your discussion about the electric cars.
Sure.
Because here's the thing. If somebody is relying on charging stations out in the wild, then they're crazy.
Absolutely.
They're just nuts.
Oh, okay? In-home is the way to go, or at office. Yes.
So somebody did a test recently. And it was like 1 degree Fahrenheit. And it was up in the Chicago area, somewhere up there, super cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a test on one of these Teslas. They took it and they fully charged it, but then they set it outside overnight. So it was totally cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drove it to test the range.
Right.
And it went 160 miles.
Okay.
So here's the thing. It said it was going to go 280, but it went 160.
Right.
But that's to be expected when it's super cold and you're running the heat and so on and so forth.
Right.
And people just need to realize that. And most people, 160 miles for a day trip, you know, going to the store or wherever you're going around your local area, is fine. It's not for taking an interstate trip.
But see, the problem is this. In Chicago, these folks did not have access to a charger at their house.
That's stupid.
I know. Their apartment
that's
builders.
Stupid. They should have never bought the car.
I'm agreeing with you.
That's not on the car. That's on them.
I agree. To a certain extent, you're right. You have to have the right parameters in order to own an electric car at this stage. Okay. And you're right. Even in the future, okay, if you don't have an access to charge your car at your house or your apartment or whatever, okay, or place of work, okay, you may not be the perfect customer for an electric car.
Correct.
Because if you have to deal with charging stations outside in Chicago at -5 degrees, you're not going to get a good response.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous to expect that, especially in today's day and age.
Yep.
And the other thing is the cars have issues. We've talked about this. They've got quality control issues.
Mm-hmm.
They've got issues where I think they were over-engineered for performance.
Right.
And that's why they're having problems with the battery packs and so forth. They're pushing those lithium-ion batteries beyond their capabilities. You know, our phones generally don't catch on fire. I mean, occasionally there's been a few rare instances where they have, and those have usually been cheap Android phones that weren't well made. And so that it's not common. I'll put it that way. It's very rare.
Right.
And it should be very rare with the electric cars. And I think it is pretty rare, but it's too often for sure.
Right.
And that's, I think, because they're trying to do too much. They're trying to put too big a battery pack in those things and charge it too fast. And everything needs to be just right, you know, to charge those things like that. And right. that's just risky business. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
I think your 2 cents was pretty good.
On the electric car thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, another thing I wanted to mention is, you know, I'm you and I are both right there with retirement. I'm getting ready to retire.
Good.
And so anybody that's listening that thinks that they can do something with Frederick.com, do something positive with Frederick.com and all the related social media, you know, we have at Frederick County on Facebook, we have at Frederick County on Twitter, we have at Frederick Business on Instagram, all with the goal of promoting small owner operator businesses.
Yep.
If there's somebody out there listening, you know, a young person that has some runway in front of them and they're an entrepreneur and they want to build something for themselves and their family, get in touch with me.
Yep.
Because this thing is either going to continue or it's not. And, you know, I'd hate to see it go away when I go away.
Well,
and because I think something significant can be done with it.
Well, actually, you were ahead of your time in many cases. In 1999, when you were so strong on the internet, when everybody else was going, huh? And, you know, you have developed something that is not antique-ish, okay? It is still something that needs to be done, and it's going to even grow more as the years go on. So somebody to take over the reins for you, they'd be a smart person if they did so.
Yeah, because the county is still growing big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of businesses and things being built. And I'll tell you, there's a problem with Google. And Google has really gone towards paid ads for all their search results on the first page. It is very difficult to get a native, you know, search result without paying. And it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
And so if we can all work together to promote the concept of finding all these small owner operator businesses on Frederick.com, it's cheap for them to be on there year round. And if we just all work together to say, hey, just go to Frederick.com and find them there. Don't use Google. Just go right to the source.
Yep.
I think everybody can save money. And because these small owner operator businesses, they can't afford to buy Google search words.
Gotcha.
It's just expensive.
All right. Well, I got to go. But I thank you so much, Mr. Craig. Great job. Great insight on the electric cars and Google. And we look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Yep. Take care, Dave.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it so much.
Bye-bye.
Craig Schiff from Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Ramper was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
It's You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
What do you think about the hockey strike we had not long ago? Do it. You know, the hockey strike. Oh, yeah, me and all those brothers were laying around the hood every day going, oh, Lord, what do we do to no hockey? Thank the Lord we got NASCAR. dumbass crack a foot. NASCAR is very popular. I know that. I just don't get it. What's a grown white man going 500 miles in a circle? What the hell? What kind of 3.5 hours is this? Look, they're making a left turn. Oh, they're making another left turn. Oh, they're making another left turn. I wonder what's going to happen next. Let's go to commercial. Come back.
Sometimes you forget that is just one guy doing all those voices because he does them so well and they are so different. That's Jeff Dunham, of course, and of that is Sweet Daddy. I'm Dave Sirio. You ought to know, Saturday mornings, we've got a good duo with us. The Dynamic Duo is with us. We have Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, you're doing that very well. Great to have you guys. I know you're at the Mount Airy store, which is Todd's new home. How you liking it, buddy?
I tell you what, it's a nice shop. We've got 6 bays here. It's a nice big shop. When we moved in, we put in a waste oil heater here that, that keeps the guys nice and toasty out back. And it's a great facility. We love it here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I've sent a couple people to you, and, you know, I never send anything easy to you. You know, by the time it comes to recommendation for Todd in Mount Airy, it's something that no one else has been able to figure out. And because a lot of them are from the Baltimore area that I've brought up there. And you do a great job. You really do. I appreciate the way you handle the customers, and you're a smart guy. I'll tell you that.
Definitely try to be a cut above, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Jose, great to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Dave. How is the weather down there in Florida?
Well, we're going to be a high of about 57 today, which is a little cooler than normal, but it's clear. Now, yesterday was our first 74-degree day for a while because it has been chilly down here. It has been an unusual winter, but I'm not asking for any mercy or sympathy from anybody because I know how cold it is there. The guys going to the ball game today, the Ravens are playing today at 4:30. It's going to be about 24 degrees out there, and the wind is going to be whooping. So it's going to be a chilly day out there, and I do feel sorry for them.
Yeah, the drive on over here, I noticed the car temperature was displaying 27 degrees on my drive over here. The roads were a little icy, not too bad, but we've got snow everywhere. And, Todd, I guess we're selling batteries left and right, aren't we?
It's tis the season, Batteries and tires.
and you know, they say the hot weather is worse for batteries, but the cold weather is worse for batteries and on specific days. Okay, hot weather takes them out all summer long, but cold weather, you've got the Monday, for example, tomorrow, and 2 days, Monday is going to be a very busy day for you with batteries.
Oh, yeah, we'll see a lot of cars cranking slow or not cranking at all.
Yeah, I will say, you know, we had the snow yesterday, and despite that, our interstate battery guy was here making sure we had a full inventory ready to go next week.
And they are ready to go, by the way. Those batteries, they don't sit on a shelf long. They sell very well. And for that reason, when you put them in, they're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good thing. Good batteries.
The other big seller is windshield wipers and wiper transmissions for those who don't clear off their windshield properly.
Right.
They break their wiper transmissions.
You know, the key thing, especially if you have the automatic wipers, is this type of year to make sure you have them in the off position. Because when you start your car, if you haven't cleared your car off yet, you start your car, your automatic wipers are going to see that area is covered. They're going to think it's whatever it is, they're going to think it's rain or snow, and they're going to start to try to wipe. And that is all you need, unfortunately, to end your day with wipers. The wiper transmissions usually will break, and very difficult sometime this time of year to get them in stock.
Yeah, that's very true. We've done a few of those of recently. So, it happens.
Yes. All right. Well, let's talk about the electric car situation. We were talking earlier with both Mike and also Craig, and they had their opinions, which were very, very astute and good. But, you know, we saw the people in Chicago, and Craig had a you know, a perfect answer for that is they shouldn't be owners of electric cars if they don't have access at their home or access at least at their work to charge their cars. If you have to rely on outside charging systems for your automobile on a regular basis, maybe electric cars at this point are not the right car for you. What do you think about that?
You know, a lot to be said for that. You know, with the charging issues that they're having in the cold weather, I think even not just having a place to do it, but having a heated garage to do it could certainly be beneficial.
Absolutely. I do agree with that. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Jose?
You know, interesting the subject matter. I called my brother Carlos up. He owns a Tesla Model 3.
Okay.
And he had a charging station installed at the house. And, of course, he charges it outside. He doesn't put it inside because of the obvious threat for fire.
Right.
And, you know, he hasn't had issues even in this cold weather. But, you know, if you're living in an apartment building or a condo and your facility does not have a charger, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're at the mercy of these stations that are apparently not being maintained appropriately in areas like Chicago, Detroit, and other cities.
Right.
Around the country.
And it's not unlike gas stations. I pull in gas stations all the time, and you know you see the yellow bags on some of the pumps that you can't use. They've broken down for some reason. Either the electronics have broken down or the pump itself has. But, you know, when you have a choice of 16 and you have four of them down, it's not a big deal. But when you have a choice of only 16 in your area, not just 16 at one gas station, that's a big deal to have four or five not working.
Yeah, and I saw some of the articles. They had a sea of dead Teslas at these charging stations in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty bad. That really is.
That one guy says, looks like all the robots are broken down. You know, he's true in a situation. These cars can't move because not only are the cars not charging, but the charging stations themselves are not working. That's the worst scenario. And we'll do that. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about electric cars. And also, there's some other subject matters which I'm going to talk about. GM is recalling an electric car that you probably have never even heard of. I had never heard of it. So it's a truck, and they're recalling those because of a possible fire. These things are something we need to talk about. So when we come back, guys, we'll talk a little bit more about that if we can.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. We have with me Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. They have six locations to serve you in the Frederick area, and we'll talk about those locations when we come back. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We're here Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We'll try to keep you informed of what's going on in the automotive business. And when we come back, Todd and Jose will join me.
Results on ethanol corrosion are in, and it's not pretty. 10 of the top automakers say unless you bought a flex fuel engine, they won't warranty ethanol damage. That's why AAA says don't use it. But most states mandate ethanol in every gallon, so you can bet it's in your tank now. There's a defense against ethanol corrosion. It's called BG Ethanol Defense and available at over 20,000 shops. Find one now at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Remember these two letters. BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Libertytown, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com. BG.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You're listening to Mid-Maryland Radio's Information Hub, 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
Hidden in Commandant's car, secure lighter. Await instructions.
Hey, Clink drove into town yesterday.
There may be somebody in the underground stashed a lighter in his car.
Could be.
What's important about a cigarette lighter?
We'll find out when we get it.
And may a person inquire when that will be, sir?
Tomorrow morning, as soon as Hogan's Car Wash opens for business.
Let's get going. Hi, Schultz.
Hello, Hogan, what are you doing?
Washing the Commandant's car. Come on, fellas, let's get going.
Wait a minute, you washed it yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, a clean car's a happy car. Come on, let's go.
You want the car to be happy? I don't. Back to the back.
Wait, Schultz.
You're ordering us not to wash it?
You heard me.
Just want to make sure so I can tell the Commandant you stopped us.
Why do you listen to me? I'm only a sergeant. Well, why are you standing around? Watch the car. Hey, if it wouldn't be for me, the car would never be washed.
The comedy of that show was incredible. Unfortunately, we've lost all of the original cast members for the first 5 years, but I tell you, these guys did a great job with that show. And Concept would say, hey, no way that would work. But reality, one of the funniest sitcoms of the 60s, no doubt about it. Hogan's Heroes here on You Ought to Know. Let's bring our duo back up, our dynamic duo. We have Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Once again, good morning, guys.
morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good. We were talking about the electric cars, and GM has a recall right now on a van that they have. They're recalling certain models. They think certain production dates have had this situation. I always love that when manufacturers think they know exactly when the problem developed, and it's a situation where they have exact dates of production that have caught that. But GM is recalling dozens of their electric Bright Drop vans after two of them caught on fire. Have any of you guys ever heard of a Bright Drop van?
You know, it's a new one for me.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, me neither. But they have a bunch of these out. They're recalling, they only have six, they're recalling 66 of them of their 2022 models. They call it the EV600. Which now GM calls the Zevo, Z-E-V-O 600. And they've had two of these guys catch on fire. They're still investigating, they say, which that's always concerning. But they're still investigating the fires, but they're recalling them anyway. And I don't know how that works. That really has me surprised. So, you know, I think that's what is concerning in the electric car, electric van issues, is the lack of communication between the manufacturers and the customers and the manufacturers and NHTSA. Because here they are, they're recalling 66 of these Bright Drop vans. They say they're doing it by the date of manufacturing, but yet they come right out in the same statement and say they don't have an exact cause of the fire.
Huh. I wonder what exactly they're going to recall, or are they just going to park them?
I'm not sure. It says the vehicles may contain a front drive unit manufacturing defect. May. And they've limited to the front drive. But that still is not a answer to anything as of yet that I see. So it's going to be interesting to see how they come up with that.
Yeah, they haven't found the cause yet, it sounds like. So
correct.
It's still in this investigation. So they've grounded all of these vehicles.
That's what it looks like. And if you're a business owner that has a delivery situation set up and you own, let's say you own six of these vehicles, okay, and three of them are included in the recall, you're dead meat, okay? Your business is coming to a halt. So you need to make some other choices. Then you've got Uber, which has been pushing their drivers, especially in New York, to go to electric cars. And there's a story out there right now in New York City how the program that they had set up for the vehicles to be charged had been overwhelmed by Uber drivers, and now they don't have access to their vehicles. They're spending their time charging instead of driving.
Wow. Yeah, definitely doesn't sound like a good situation at all.
Yeah. And
I don't know that I would employ an EV in a taxi service or Uber service quite yet. Yeah, I mean, most of these companies, they acquire vehicles with proven, reliable track records. And one example is your old Crown Vic,
yep,
which proved itself over the decades as being a very reliable police and taxi automobile.
But see, you can't use them anymore in Uber and Lyft because they demand vehicles to be newer. 2012 was the last year for the Crown Vic or Grand Marquis, and now you're in a situation where these vehicles for Uber and Lyft, I know they have priorities. I think they have to be 5 years or newer. So those vehicles are out of question now. And, you know, again, Lyft and Uber seem to be wanting to talk a lot of their drivers into the electric cars. I think a plug-in hybrid would probably be one of the better answers, whether it be the Prius. I mean, you know, you have time to, when you're off, to plug it in. But if you don't, if you run out of electric, you've got the gasoline engine to use.
Yeah, you know, I have seen many, many Priuses put into taxicab services. They are reliable.
Yeah. And fun to say, Priuses. So it is remarkable. And we're not trying to, you know, slam the electric car industry. As I mentioned with both Mike and Craig, I'm not a negative electric car guy, but there has to be the right area, right time to use them at this particular point because of the infrastructure. California has already shown problems during summertime, and I'm sure that if they have cold weather in Northern California, they may have problems there too with the infrastructure, not being able to handle it. If everybody goes home between 5 and 6 o'clock at night and decides to put their car on charge, that's going to be a tough time for the infrastructure to be able to handle.
Sure. We're going to have plenty of subject matter to talk about for a few more years about this. We've got this is new technology, and we're seeing all the developments over this time period of what I would call the Wild West time period of this technology, because there hasn't been until recently standardization of just, you know, plugs, for instance. Plugs, right, are now finally becoming standardized, and we looked up where SAE has implemented a new standard plug for these electric vehicles. It's a J3400 plug, which hopefully will be adopted by all of these companies as they move forward. But, you know, right now, just like ADAS, we're seeing this Wild West attitude. Everyone's got these proprietary programs out there.
And, you know, the terrible thing is, in my opinion, is our government doesn't seem to be listening. Okay, here you have New York City became the first major city to mandate that rideshare fleets, okay, the cars that the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the cab drivers, I assume, are included in this, rideshare fleets have to be totally electric by 2030.
They're mandating.
That's only 6 years away.
Yeah, and nothing really infrastructure-wise is really fully in place yet. I mean, we're still in that development phase.
Yeah, it is remarkable how it seems to be, in my opinion, that the government in certain areas seems to be deaf to the situation and the plight. Okay, we're 6 years away. I can't believe the infrastructure is going to be so strong in 6 years that every Uber, Lyft, whatever company you work for, taxi cab, is going to be electric. And it's going to work. I don't see it happening. So we shall see.
Doesn't sound like a real
realistic.
Yeah, it doesn't sound realistic at this point. Yeah.
No, it does not.
Yeah,
that's for sure. All right, we've got about 2 minutes, so I would like to have either one of you guys or both of you guys talk about the 6 locations of Dynamic Automotive in the Frederick area, please.
Well, we're over at Mount Airy location right now at 1006 Rising Ridge Road in Mount Airy, Maryland. Phone number over here is 301-829-6100. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m.
And in the Libertytown area, Scott Wilcombe is handling that location. They're located at
11931
Main Street. And their phone number there, if you want to reach Scott, is 301-694-6250. And then we have our New Market store, the original location, which has a brand new 8-bay shop. You can reach my partner Lee or Sarah at that location at 301-694-5460. They're located at 10530 Old National Pike.
And then we have our Urbana location, the largest location in the chain. They are at 8824 Urbana Church Road, same operating hours as ours. Phone number there, 301-874-8833.
Then you can reach Bob Allen at our Frederick store. He's located at 11 Bike Court. You can reach Bob at 301-662-3300.
And then we have our Northern Frederick County location in Emmitsburg, Maryland. Phone number there is 301-447-2800.
They're located at 20 Creamery Way. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know we will be pleased to provide you with a free DVI inspection of your vehicle. It'll give you all the information your vehicle needs. just mention Dave Serio or the show you want to know.
Thank you, guys.
Dave.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have yourself a blessed week, and we look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Sounds good, Dave. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too. That's all the time we have, folks. Thanks so much for listening to You All to Know. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Free Talk 930 WFMD.